Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Now, their annual meeting is coming up on Saturday, August 24th. They've got a live stream beginning at 2 o'clock. Starting next week, you can register in person at the local office or by phone. Now, why do you register? It's a live stream. Well, if you register, your name is entered into a drawing for various giveaways. Find out more at mte.com/annual meeting. Time to catch up with Dawn Roberts. She is with the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation this morning, and we were just sharing dog stories, as always, before going on. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Doing good. So, we've talked about anything from potty training to, you know,
all the fun stuff of puppies.
All the fun stuff. Yeah. It's exhausting work, you know?
It really is. Me and my husband say we're too old to have a puppy.
I'm beginning to think that.
Yeah.
This may be the last puppy. Maybe we'll go with, a little older dog next time. But anyway, good times. And you've got a lot of things to talk about. And August, of course, being National Pet Immunization Awareness Month. So we'll talk about that coming up here as well. But want to make sure we spend plenty of time talking about some events you've got going on.
Yeah. So just a couple weeks ago, we had a trivia night and we had a great turnout. And it was lots of fun. Family Pet Health hosted it for us. Brainiac Trivia was there to give us a lot of fun. And then Just a Smoke in there provided a really good meal. So
cool.
The best news is that we were able to raise over $1,500 for all of our pet assistance fund. So that fund provides grants to pet owners that need urgent care for their pets that we at Beasley Clinic can't do. So we partner with, community partners that way to help them get their vet care that they need for their pets so they can stay with the families. So
that the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund is, for something that you can't do there and that person might not be able to get that care without some help.
Absolutely. Yeah. It helps bridge the access to care. There's things that come up. It's urgent. They have to have a good prognosis after the treatment. I mean, we do a lot. Dentals have been really popular. I mean, we've done a heartworm treatment, disease treatment. We had pet had a mass removed. So it really does change the lives of these pets and for the pet owners. And, it helps keep families together so they don't have to make a difficult decision that they can't get the care for their pet.
Named after former executive director Amanda Oliver, who was really kind of working on trying to launch something like that, wasn't she, when she passed?
Yeah, unfortunately, that was one of the last projects that I worked on with her before her sudden passing. So it gives me great honor to be able to do this in her memory.
Well, that's great. And thanks to Family Pet Health for hosting that. They have a really neat, I don't know what you call it. It's an auxiliary building that's right there next to where the clinic is.
Right. Yeah. And this trivia series was actually, it helped four different charities. So, So I think they're having one September. I don't know the exact date, but it's, they're doing it to help another charity out. So
awesome. Good stuff there.
Yes.
And you've got Barks and Bourbon coming up. And I don't know why, but Frida Morgan comes into mind every time. I think if she was on here a couple of years ago talking about Barks and Bourbon, but I think about my friend Frida.
Yeah.
But that's coming up, isn't it?
It is. Yep. September 26th this year. So it's a Thursday night. We've got a great lineup of distilleries coming out. You can come in to do some tastings, chat with these folks about, their products and everything, and just enjoy a really nice casual evening at a beautiful facility. Tickets are available now. There you can find that on our website, or there's Barks and Bourbon Facebook page, or they also have a website, Barks and Bourbon. So,
okay.
Yes.
Good. And this all helps the foundation continue to do what it does.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So all proceeds benefit our programs or various programs and things like that. So
maybe just give us a brief overview of some of that. What does the foundation do? The clinic and foundation are separate entities, but still working toward the same goal
here. Right. Yeah. So the Beasley Animal Clinic is one of our programs under the foundation umbrella. They're our biggest program. They're the ones that we do the, you know, spay and neuter. We provide financial assistance through the generosity of community, of individuals, grants and everything to help, you know, spay. We want to spay and neuter as many pets as we can to stop the overpopulation. There is just way too many pets for, and not enough homes. So
we were just talking about that, weren't we?
So, I mean, we're truly in a crisis situation. So, and then we do preventative care, which includes vaccinations, heartworm testing. We do combo testing for cats. We sell preventatives. It's kind of just helping, you know, do exams to kind of see things that, you know, just try to keep these pets healthy for these pet owners. And then we have our pet outreach program, which is kind of twofold. We provide free vaccinations for those facing homelessness, senior citizens, you know, things like that. We'll have the senior citizens, you know, we'll book a day and they'll come to our facility and we'll provide vaccinations free for their pets to help keep their pets healthy and everything. You know, homelessness, those folks, they need help keeping their pets, and sometimes that's their only companion.
Sure.
So we try to help them there. And then we have a food distribution program where we'll give dog and cat food out to various facilities and organizations in our community, but we also distribute it now quarterly out of our facility too, once a quarter. So offhand, I cannot remember what date that is, and Katie's going to kill me because I can't remember, but it's on our website.
I'll look it up.
It's on our website. The next time we're going to have it at our facility. And then education, you know, is always good. We just try to, you know, educate, you know, especially the young kids about responsible pet ownership, compassion, respect. You know, it helps kind of just, if you're kind and compassionate pets, it just rolls over into being a kind humans to, you know, things. And we distribute Kind News to various schools in Rutherford, Cannon, and the city of Murfreesboro. So, and then, of course, all of our pet assistance fund.
So the pet food distribution is Thursday, September 19th.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
1:30 to 4:30. Yeah. And it's on BeasleyAnimalClinic.com or the foundation. Either way, you can get to both of those. So lots of things that that are a part of this. And, you know, I was sharing about my puppy as well. So I know that those vaccinations, especially if you're doing vaccinations on puppies, I mean, those can get really expensive. It's several months in a row.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Yeah, puppies, we, you know, recommend, you know, anywhere starting from 8 to 9 weeks. And usually puppies and kittens have a series spaced about 3 week intervals to kind of just build up their immune system to help them protect against these various diseases. And then once that is done, their initial thing, then it's kind of once a year and things. So, you know, you just, all that, you just kind of work and just get a good, you know, based on with your kittens and dogs, and hopefully just booster them once a year and you'll prevent a lot of these diseases.
And the overpopulation that you touched on there, you would think that as your population grows, I mean, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, our county has grown so much, but so have, it seems, the number of dogs and cats that are unwanted. And it, I don't know, it seems as our population has gone up, so has that.
You're right. And I think that's everywhere. I mean, yeah. I mean, just reading and talking to various, you know, all rescues and everything, everyone, no matter what part of the country you're from, and especially, you know, the South, it's a crisis there. I mean, there are many dogs and cats that are living on the streets. So, and you know, shelters are full, rescues are full, kind people are finding pets all the time. And really, you know, it's sometimes they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So
spay and neuter.
Absolutely.
That's,
and that's,
important.
You know, that's the only most humane way to stop this overpopulation problem.
We have Dawn Roberts joining us, the executive director of the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation here this morning. And August is National Pet Immunization Awareness Month, as we touched on those vaccinations and the importance of those. And there are a lot there. I mean, there was one that I didn't realize that because of wild animal urine, their lepto or something.
Yeah, lepto.
Like?
Yeah.
That's a kind of a, not a new one, but
right,
I'm sure
but
new
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, somewhere that, you know, if you're around there with a lot of wildlife and water and everything, that is, you know, a vaccine that, you know, you're you need to talk to your veterinarian about to, you know, help protect your dog.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, basically there's core ones, rabies, of course, and, you know, that is required by law. So, you know, every pet, once they're at least 16 weeks of age, they're required to get a rabies vaccination. And then once after that year, they can go ahead and get a 3-year, but you do have to have that initial 1 year first. And if there, I think some vets just talk, if there's a lapse, you might have to start over again. But once that 1 year is done, then you can go to a 3-year rabies. But you know, there, that one is required by law. You have to be current on that per state law. So,
and you get a piece of paper and this little tag,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And I remember back in the day, my dad had outdoor dogs, but he wanted to make sure that that was on them. But you just need to have that documentation.
You need bail. Sure. Yes. Yes. So if you were to get, you know, if animal control or your dog got away from you and was found or something, you just need to be able to provide proof that your dog has been, or your cat has been, vaccinated for rabies. So, yeah. And then there's, you know, distemper parvo is for our dog babies. That's what kind of protects them from various diseases. Parvo is a very serious disease of the intestinal tract. It's fatal if it's not treated. Severe vomiting, diarrhea, and everything. Puppies are very susceptible, so it's really good that you get those series of shots to kind of build up their immune system. Hepatitis is included in that series. Parainfluenza, that's kind of like a upper respiratory. That's kind of similar to kennel cough. And then, of course, your distemper. And that is where you can, wildlife and everything, and it's neurological, respiratory, gastrointestinal. So those are the main things that distemper parvo will treat. And it does keep your dog healthy. So that's one of the core ones. And then for cats, I mean, similar, we've got the Panaleuk, which is your distemper. It's similar to what dogs. It's similar to dogs. And then calcivirus, it's kind of more so with, you know, respiratory inflammation. You get ulcers in the teeth. And a lot of these is, you got to be in close proximity. You know, dogs and cats have to come in close proximity with each other that are carrying these viruses. But getting vaccinated for them, working with your veterinarian to know what the schedule is and things like that helps prevent these diseases.
You've kind of touched on the ones that are really needed,
right? Right. Yeah. Yeah. And there's some ones that, you know, we consider them non-core. And those are the ones that, you know, based on your lifestyle or geographical place. If you travel a lot, where, you know, diseases like ticks, like, I mean, you can get Lyme disease. So, you know, it's Bordetella and canine influenza is another one that, you know, if you're going to be traveling and you want to board your pet, or you even travel to different areas or daycare or where they're going to have a lot of exposure to a lot of strange animals, strange dogs, you probably want to get the Bordetella canine influenza vaccine. But that's where you just have to work very closely with your veterinarian to make sure that's right for your pet.
Is Bordetella the kennel cough?
It's a kennel cough, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so they've added, you know, a couple years ago, we had that breakout of canine influenza. Yeah. So now that's a new one that a lot of these boarding facilities have added, and to try to keep it from you're getting an upper respiratory infection and flu and things like that, which, I mean, I think dogs became very, very sick with the flu. So, you know, you know, depending on your lifestyle and things, but that's where you just have a good relationship with your veterinarian.
Now, would maybe some of those daycares or boarding facilities, they're probably requiring Bordetella.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Most of them are. There are. So that's why you just always want to check. I was telling you, I'm taking mine to a meet and greet for, you know, doggy daycare. And yeah, they are requiring that. So I had to kind of make sure that he's up to date on that. You know, you want to kind of just make sure that, work with your veterinarian. Do you want to get all four at the same time, or kind of spread them out? If they're not current on rabies and distemper, you might want to kind of give yourself enough time so you don't have to give all your pet all four of them at the same time. That is a lot to put in, you know, a pet's body. So,
and if you're around friends who have dogs, dog parks,
absolutely,
that kind of thing,
yes,
it's important.
Absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So,
you mentioned the core, and then there are kind of
the non-core.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you get talking about cats, if they're outside cats, you're looking at, you know, feline leukemia. You can get tested for that to make sure that the cat is negative for that. And then you want to vaccinate for that so that, you know, if they're outside and they have exposure to that, you keep them from, you know, safe from getting the leukemia. I mean, all vaccinated. It's not 100% proof that you're not, but it does boost their immunity so they can fight it off, and the chances are much less that they're going to come down with this disease.
And I guess finally here, just make sure you talk with your veterinarian about what's necessary. And if you don't know, maybe you have a new dog, you don't really know their vaccination history, it's important to get that up to date.
Absolutely. Yeah. You always, I mean, as always, you know, a responsible pet owner is just having a good relationship with your veterinarian. They're going to know what's best for you and your lifestyle, and just talk that through with them.
Very good. Well, Barks and Bourbon, let me remind you, coming up on September the 26th. I'm not sure if we have another chance that you're here before that or not, but we'll keep reminding.
I think we have one more time, yeah.
So we'll remind you several times here, and we'll get that on our Good Neighbor Events calendar as well. And Dawn, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Always. From the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation, Dawn Roberts joining us. And if you missed part of the program now, the podcast will be up shortly at WGNS Radio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues. Have a good day.